Steelworkers and machinists in Milwaukee and Tomahawk have agreed to accept a company proposal that would save Harley millions of dollars in labor costs beginning in 2012. Much of the savings would come from Harley being able to use lower-paid seasonal workers during times of high production, and a couple hundred people will likely lose their jobs. A machinist union official who helped negotiate one of the contracts has mixed feelings. Scott Parr says he recommended the deal in hopes of halting Harley from moving production work elsewhere. Parr admits that's not written in stone.
We have their verbal commitment, but as far as the contract, I believe if they felt they needed money in the future, they could come back and ask us for more.
But Parr says his members know that and voted to accept the contract in hopes of keeping work in Wisconsin and eventually qualifying for potential raises of up to 3% per year if local plants meet production goals. Parr is also concerned that other states used economic development dollars to try to lure Harley.
There are other states, and they're calling it job creation, using stimulus money, my money, my members' money, to actually steal jobs out of this state and move them somewhere else. And it's not very fair. It leaves one of the communities devastated when it's all said and done.
Parr says he'll be interested to learn more about an incentive package the state of Wisconsin says it offered to Harley-Davidson. The company says its board of directors will discuss the contract approvals at a meeting tomorrow. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.